Hi there. The word for today is give God your first fruits. Solomon writes in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Now, the people who heard these words lived off their land and their livestock. Whenever they reaped a harvest or birthed new cattle, they'd take the first sheaf or the firstborn calf, they'd bring it to the temple and offer it to the Lord. These were called the firstfruits. By doing this, they acknowledged that, quote, everything I have comes from you, Lord, and belongs to you, Lord, and everything I'll ever need in my future depends on your goodness to me. You know, there's not a more important money management principle that you'll ever hear than this. Give God your first fruits, right off the top, not your leftovers. Businessman Arthur DeMoss was a spiritual giant and benefactor who gave millions to the work of God, and he actually left behind a foundation to carry on his legacy. Mr. DeMoss said that to be successful, you should give God the first dime out of every dollar, the first hour out of every day, and the first day out of every week. You ask, does that mean God won't love me if I don't tithe? No, you can't do anything to earn God's love or forfeit it. However, giving God your tithe the first tenth and doing willingly demonstrates your obedience and your love for God. And he will bless you for it. Okay, that's the word for you today.